National Days, brought to you by Sayers with Vegemite. Nothing goes down better in the middle of the night than a beautiful Sayo and Vegemite and a nice cup of tea.
I haven't had Sayers with Vegemite for about 10 years.
I had some yesterday, Clint.
I do like Sayers with Vegemite. They're
yeah, great. It's one of my favourite little snackies.
A lovely snacky. Yeah.
But I think at that game, Clinton, anyone with a Cronulla jersey on would have been hugging anybody with a Cronulla jersey on.
There was a lot of hugging. The worst bit was, though.
Yeah.
Right. So what happened? We're at the front, right? And we're just in front of the fence. The players, and a few of the players ran towards the fence, and I was hugging Jack Bird. The problem was, there was then a surge of the crowd behind us, and my kids were really little at the time.
Oh, dear.
And they sort of tumbled to the ground while the crowd sort of rumbled on top of them.
Yeah.
And did Dad protect them? Well, no, Dad didn't protect him because he was hugging one of the football players.
Well, you've got your priorities right.
Let me tell you, a few of the kids don't let me forget about it either. Right, National Days. It's the 9th of May.
Yeah, hooray for Buttons Day.
Buttons Day.
Yeah, obviously that's a small knob or a disc curing to an article to most clothing. Everyone's got a
true.
Actually, I don't think. Oh, yeah, my jeans have got buttons on them today. I had to have a look.
I've got one button.
One button?
One button.
Well, do them up, Clinton. That's disgusting. Yes, well, look, the oldest known button, Clinton, dates back to 5000 BC.
Right.
In the Indus River Valley, it was made from a curved shell. But it wasn't until the 13th century the buttons served as fasteners, and this, along with buttonholes, first appeared in Germany before spreading through Europe.
Button Day.
Yeah. Where would we be without buttons?
Wouldn't be at Lincraft.
Oh, okay.
That's where you buy your buttons.
Oh, is it?
You never bought a button before.
No, I don't have to. I inherited my mum's little sewing
kit. Oh, you've got a lot of buttons.
I've got bucket loads of buttons, and I've actually repaired a couple of buttons.
I'm not kidding you. I'm not. This is a true story.
Yeah.
Last Saturday, do you know what I did at home? Because this is often used as a bit of an insult.
Doing sewing?
I cleaned out my sock drawer. I'm not kidding you. I cleaned out my sock drawer. And you know when you buy either a business shirt or a suit, pair of pants, they'll actually give you a fair spare buttons.
Oh, yeah.
I found all the spare buttons. I'd put them in the bottom of the sock drawer.
Oh, wow. Did you keep them or chuck them?
I've kept them.
That's such a coincidence, Clinton. The next day is Lost Sock Memorial Day.
There you go.
Socks have been around.
That's what prompted me to clean out the sock drawer, because I had that many one-off socks.
I don't. Mine, I'm funny. When I put them in the washer, I make sure they're in pairs. When I take them off the line, I actually peg them in pairs so they don't go missing. And I suppose because you do them at home, I suppose they don't go missing. But your dog's probably chewing them.
Oh, don't get me started about the dog.
Oh, okay. Well, the first known socks, Clinton, were made from matted animal hair.
He bit my thumb the other day. That's why I can't.
Oh, did he?
Oh, he bit my thumb.
Oh, did you bite him back?
No.
You should have. Clinton, those were back in the 8th century BC, matted animal hair. It was in 1892, the first automatic clothes dryer to be patented in the United States by George T. Sampson, and his design is used until the introduction of electric and gas dryers, so that's when they started drying the little damn things. And there's actually a lost sock calculator was introduced in 2011. The brain-trusted Omni Calculator, a Polish company dedicated to solving the world's problems through math, solves 5 million math problems per month. One of them is lost sock calculator.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it can actually...
A lost sock calculator.
It probably just calculates how many socks are missing at any given time.
Okay.
There's another day at some stage. If you do end up with a lost sock, you can actually make a sock packet, pop it out of the other one. Have you, when your kiddies were small, did you have alphabet magnets on the fridge?
Yes, absolutely.
Because it's Alphabet Magnet Day, which is, obviously to pay tribute to a great learning process. Did you actually write things?
Yeah, we used those to teach the kids.
What did you put? Buy milk?
Or something like that,
Get some
You use
celery.
Their names. You'd be teaching them how to spell their names.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but Alphabet Magnet Day is about celebrating letters. There's something about having letters scattered over the fridge door as you approach it for a snack. It's also inviting. It's easy to create memos, inspirational quotes, reminders, and to get creative on the magnet board by rearranging alphabet letters. And as you said, it's probably a great... little learning tool. And obviously, magnets have been around for 2,500 years. They've been in existence for thousands of years, with the earliest record of them dating back to ancient China and India. Aren't they a clever, clever people? Now, I know you're not a drinker, Clinton, but this is actually a day that I don't have too much of an interest in. It's also Mascot, Nasal Moscato Day. It's a dessert wine. It's originally from Piedmont in Italy. When you uncork a bottle, you can expect a blend of peachy, orangey, and nectarine flavours. But it's probably something both you and I won't drink, Moscato.
I've never had Moscato.
You have heard of it, though?
I have heard of it.
You haven't even had a sniff?
I've not had a sniff.
Yeah, well, it comes from the Moscato Blanco grape. It's one of the oldest grapes in Italy and part of the Muscat family. Though the origin of Moscato is unclear, it's believed to have come from the Southeast Arabian Peninsula, where it eventually travelled to Italy and other countries. So it's quite a popular even in America, wine became the largest wine consumers by volume in 2011. I thought it would have been Europe, but America probably, because I tell you what, something in it's like in Japan, they nearly promote alcoholism. Every bar has all you can drink for $20.
Well, you'd love that.
Well, yeah, no, all the water.
Not being a drinker.
Anyway, but they probably don't drink Moscato, Clinton. There you go.
That is National Days for the 9th of May. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you, Clinton.